State lawmakers and Governor Walker demanded in the Wisconsin Act 168 that more hunting and trapping be allowed in state parks. DNR meetings on a rule proposal produced a snowstorm of criticism, and the DNR has pulled back its proposal somewhat. State Parks official Peter Biermeier says staff looked over parks' maps and factored in what people said at the meetings.
We made changes to 20 state park maps and also changes to 14 state Ice Age Trail area maps around the state. We reduced hunting in 2,511 acres.
The DNR also recommends pushing back the opening of hunting and trapping to November 15th on parts of seven state parks. The DNR says public safety at the parks remains the top priority. Milwaukee resident Charlie D. helped create the Wisconsin Nordic Network and uses the parks for cross-country skiing and several other non-hunting or trapping types of recreation. D. says the recent DNR changes are a positive step, but too many people would still be at risk of getting hurt.
They still leave bikers, hikers, birders, snowshoers, skiers, canoers, very vulnerable to hunters.
Dee worries that the additional hunting and trapping in state parks would drive down park usage. He hopes the DNR board will especially clamp down on additional trapping and that state lawmakers will repeal Act 168 next year. The law is supposed to take effect next month. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.